Welcome to the NORATH News Network, an EverQuest podcast. Flash hail and welcome, Questers. This is your host, Aylwin, and you're listening to the NORATH News Network, Episode 8. Today is April 12th, 2015, and we are doing our first book showcase on The Razor's Edge by Robert Lassen. And with me, as always, of course, is my co-host, Lagan.
Hello, Questers, and thank you for joining us. We're not going to have a normal show here. Like Aylwin said, we're going to do a book showcase. And we hope you enjoy it, and we highly recommend that you go out and find these books and read them, because they're a very enjoyable read, and also it gives you some insight to the lore of EQ Next. So, Aylwin, why don't we jump right into it?
I think so, too. Let's just jump right into it. These books are about the only way we're getting lore during this stage of the process, and I'm hungry for it, and I know our listeners are. So, what we're going to do is we're going to go through chapter summaries. Oh, real quick, spoiler alert. This episode is going to have lots and lots of spoilers.
So, if you haven't read the books, you might want to think about stopping, going and reading the books, then come back.
Right. And you can literally pause it, because it's like a 25-page book, or 40. How long was this one? It wasn't long.
It was 20, 25 pages, something like that.
Something like that. So pause it, read it. But spoilers, everything that's not a spoiler has already happened in the show. From this point out, nonstop spoilers. So we're going to go chapter by chapter with a little summary. We're going to give our overall thoughts on it and what we thought it means for EQN and the likes. So here we go. The chapter one was called Survivor. And it starts with Torque, who is an ogre. This is an ogre-heavy book. He's the lone survivor of his party from an elven attack by the Tyrdal. He is cowardly and pretends to be dead. He hears the Tyrdal boast that ogres will lose their taste for war when Valinor uses the Rinda Elith. Yep, I butchered it. Torque flees through the jungle, only to be stopped by an axe to his throat. And that is Chapter 1 in a nutshell.
Yes, and chapter 2 is entitled Coward. Torque is stopped by Katar and Razor. He retells the story of the slaughter, with some changes to hide his cowardice. Of course, he's not real keen on telling these two that he was a sniveling coward in the battle. Razor recognizes the term Rinda Elith as Elven for high magic. We also discover that Katar and Razor had killed 3 Tholians, which are lizard men. Also, we discovered that the ogres had been picking off elves from the back of a mass march. The ogres had split into smaller groups to return back to Toskirak. I believe that's the name for the ogre main city, and I probably butchered it too.
That's how I've been saying it.
Toskirak?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. The chapter reveals that there are fewer ogres than elves in general. Ogres boast of killing a dozen elves to each ogre. The ogres respect and fear the Tyrdal for their deadliness. The Tyrdal make bird calls to communicate. They then attack the ogres. The ogres kill the 12 elves and then decide they must stealthily make their way back to Toskirak to warn the city. There is a huge battle coming, and the Tyrdal are moving toward Toskirak. At this point, they do not know why they're moving there. They just assume that they're there to attack.
Right. And which is not... These ogres are concerned with warning the city, but they're not really... I mean, they're all about the violence. They're looking forward to it, you know, except for our cowardly main character. Chapter 3 is called Flight. 3 ogres come across a patrol of 8 Dal. The Razor and Katar kill several, and even Torque kills, which earns Katar's praise. Lessa, which is one of the Tyrdal, faces off against all 3 ogres, but she is ambushed and dragged away by a Millivore, which is some sort of tendril jungle beast. Razor reveals that he had been stabbed in the lower gut from a mortal wound. He charges Katar and Torque with getting to Toskarak. That's a hard sentence. In time to save the people. Katar is overcome with grief and rage, and he's sort of a character that's really just a hard case the whole way through, and sees some cracks in his shell in Chapter 3.
Yeah, Katar is a major... He is all about... He's what I would describe... Now, the book doesn't describe him as this, but he is what I would describe as a rage barbarian type character.
Yeah, if we were playing D&D, he'd be a barbarian for sure.
Oh yeah, definitely. And he plays it very well.
Yeah, he does a good job. He does a good job using his rage on cooldown. Good job.
On to chapter 4. Chapter 4 is To the City. Torque pulls Katar from his grief and they continue to Toskarak. They are being trailed by the Tyrdal. They come to the falls. Katar has taken multiple wounds and makes his last stand as Torque jumps from the falls. Torque is carried away by the current, beaten by the rocks, and near death. So basically, Katar sacrifices himself and holds off the Tyrdal that are following them so that Torque can get to the city and carry the message to the city.
Right. And, you know, it's a sacrifice, but Katar, he's been wounded, and like you can tell, he had a real attachment to Razor, and it's not a sad thing for him. He's excited to die here.
Yeah, because he wants to join his friend
Razor
in the afterlife,
the warfields.
The warfield, yes.
Yeah. So chapter 5 is Fall. Torque ends up outside Toskarak to find the field outside the fortress filled with elves, many in robes. He spots Valinor Tare and plans to surge forth and kill him, but the universe explodes, that's a direct quote from the book, as the robed elves cast a spell. The city is destroyed, Torque is badly wounded, many of the elves are killed and wounded by their own spell. This is a stunning scene in the book that you're really going to enjoy if you haven't got there yet. Of course, it's been spoiled for you, but we told you. Torque attacks the stunned Valinor, deciding to be a warrior and not a coward. He kills the female mage and is disarmed by Valinor. It is revealed that the elves had tried to enslave the ogres, and the ogres had sacked Quinsarari to try to dissuade the elves. Valinor brags that soon every kingdom would know the danger of killing elves. Torque attempts to stab Valinor with Razor's hunting knife before dying to Tyrdal arrows. We don't know if he succeeded or not as the book closes. And that...
Yeah, a little bit of a cliffhanger there.
Yeah, a little bit of a cliffhanger. That, in a really small nutshell, is the book. So, that being said, Lagan, what did you think about The Razor's Edge?
I thought it was very well written, for one thing, and I have come to admire Robert Lassen's writing style, the way he presents things. I really enjoy reading his writing, and this was no exception. He did a good job of describing the surroundings. He did a good job of describing the battles. The battles were especially cool to me, the way he went through them. So I really enjoyed this this book. And although I will say that I did not get how Torque, I get that we're going through a cowardice to hero type of storyline.
Right.
But why did we tell it through Torque's eyes and introduce Katar and Razor through Torque's eyes? Is Torque this is something we don't know yet because we haven't read all the books. Is Torque some type of, does he become some type of symbol for the ogres because of his bravery at the last? Or what? We don't know yet. But what is the reason for telling this story through Torque's eyes? That was the one thing that I questioned and wanted to know more about.
You know, I think because he could comment on the ogre society, because he's so unusual in ogre society, that it didn't seem It didn't seem awkward for him to be commenting on it in his head. You know, like, where Razor and Katara are both very much ogre. That's their ogre through and through. So it'd have been weird for them to be thinking and they're monologuing in their head about the violent nature of the species and the warrior life and etc. Whereas Torque, a coward who doesn't see that as a good thing, you know, maybe it's more natural for him. That, I mean,
That's
that's just a
true.
guess.
That's true. And that's a and that's the if that's the reason that Torque is being used in this fashion, that's a very good artistic way to tell about that society without being what's the word I'm looking for?
Oh, without just being overt, and
Yeah,
it's
thank you,
subtle and
overt.
it's crafty.
Right. Which from what I've read of Lansing, he's very good at that. He's very good at figuring a way to tell the story without it just slapping you in the face.
I agree. Well, it really makes the most of. I've gone through a couple of his. We're reading ahead, listeners. Sorry, but it takes a little while to prep these shows. I've read some of the ones down the line, and he really makes the most of this really short format. And which I like,
That is
I've
true.
said before, I don't care for short format. I prefer novels. That being said, I love this book. I love the ones that come after it. So he's making it work for me. So good job for him. I enjoyed it.
Well,
I
that's
thought
high
Razor.
praise coming from either one of us because like you said, we do not normally like this type of format for books, and yet he is writing them in such a way that we're actually becoming a fan of them. Now, that's not to say that I'm gonna go out and start reading novellas, for the rest of my reading
Yeah, probably not.
career,
But I
but
am gonna read through all these.
yeah, I am gonna read I'm especially gonna read his stuff because he has proven to me that he can write in this format and get as much information and as much story into them as possible.
I agree. I agree. So I enjoyed the story. I liked, first of all, it was just nice to be on Norath. Felt like we are in Norath. Ogres really come alive in this. The Dahl come alive in this. You can see them. You can see the jungles, and the dangers. Now I've never been an ogre player. Legan, you've never. Do you have any ogre characters on anything?
I created one ogre thief at one point, but I only played him to like level 4 or something. And that was on the game that shall not be named.
Oh, that was an orc. Orc.
Was that an orc? Okay.
Orc, yeah, not an
No.
ogre, yeah.
Okay, no, I've never played an ogre.
Yeah, because I was in my head, I was like, I don't think ogres can be rogues. Sorry, ogre. No. I haven't either. I think I may have made one or two just to see, like, really the way they size it up on the screen just always bothered me. It wasn't the culture or the concept of playing an ogre. It's the way they've, it's just their screen consumption bothers me. That's why I tend to play gnomes more often than not. I like the gnomes are
Just because of the size of the character?
Yeah, I like the size of the character model being small and out of the way. Like, it helps me in my gameplay. I've got several vision problems, and it helps me. So, and the ogres kind of bother me on the screen.
So you're
But.
saying you're a visual racist,
Maybe I'd have to maybe could
what
be. So, I thought Razor was a really cool character. If when you read this, he's got depth. I mean, he is that warrior, pure. He's the baddest of the bad. It makes that clear in the book. But he's smart and he has thought. Unlike Katara, who is portrayed as being almost the baddest of the bad, you know.
But Katara is more like a blunt instrument where Razor earns his name by being sharp.
Right.
That's the metaphor that I took away from there.
And I will say he's got the whole razor arm thing, which makes me think of well somewhere out there listening, There's a WoW fan who could tell me the orc. I know he's prevalent in the current expansion they have out there. That's got the sword for a hand. Their name literally is his name. I can't think of it. The whole name of the clan revolves around his arm. Well, whatever. I've completely drawn a blank. But you
And
people out there know.
that's a tangent, so
Yeah.
bring
You
it
people out there
back,
know.
bring it back,
Bring it
bring
back.
it back.
Bring it back. So we liked it. Some things that we took away from it, I thought we learned a lot about ogres and a little bit about the elves too. We learned that the ogres, I thought the ogres' religion was very interesting.
Yeah, heaven is referred to as the war field. Battle glory is rewarded in their heaven, and their god is referred to as the warlord. I mean, their whole society is centered around battle, around glory. Qatar, several times in the book, just wants to stop and start killing things just for the glory.
For his glory, and
Yeah.
it's all for the afterlife, and you get the sense that they continue to fight in the afterlife.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, to them, that is life. That's what their life is all about. Their society is revolves around it, so, hey, we're gonna go when we go into heaven, we're gonna start slaughtering other things.
And of course, we know that they're large, they're muscular, they're brutal, they're primitive in some ways. They live in the jungle, it's kind of a stone ruin type city. At this point in the story, I will say there are a lot changes in future books, but we won't discuss that here. The
Well,
elves.
let's talk about for 1 minute. You touched on, you said that they're primitive. Yes, and their society is primitive, but when you take a look at what the Tir Dal do using their high magic and what they do, who becomes the more primitive?
Well, the more question of who's more brutal is certainly a question more but it's clear that the Dal looked down on the ogres because of their lifestyles. They live in the jungle. They're violence centered. But where the elves are, wearing the silks and live in these big towers and cities and stuff at this point, and are using some magic.
What I have discovered in not only this book, but the other books that we've read, the Tir Dal are not being portrayed as a race that is very likable.
Right, the Dal in general are not being. Yeah, they're not. They're not being nice and don't want to give things away from the other books, but they are violent oppressors, really, at this stage in history. Now, this is the Age of Empire. We forgot to mention that at the top. This is in
Yes.
the Age of Empire. So this is a good way back from where the game starts in the Age of Heroes.
And I'm sure that there's lots of changes that come along, going through the ages. But
Right, and at
right
this
now, in the Age of Empire, the Tir Dal and the Dal in general are not very likable race. They are
Right.
what we would refer to in a family-friendly environment as D-bag.
That's probably close. That's probably close to our family-friendly thing.
Yeah.
The elves are they're using the ogres as slave labor. The Tir Dal are like the special ops of the elves, and they're just executing ogres left and right. And it's not, yeah, they're not being very nice to the poor ogres, not at all. And you get from this book out, you see that just gets worse for a period of time, where they bring several of the other races in as essentially slaves or as lesser citizens and things like that. And it's
Well,
really.
and as in history, in our own society, they say, "Oh, we're doing this for your protection."
Right.
But what it amounts to is you're a slave and you do whatever they tell you to do. And that
What is the oh, there's a great I don't have it, so I might as well not mention. There's a great Captain Picard reference for that. So the for the greater good is the motto of all oppressors or something like that. I don't know. It's a, look up Star Wars quotes, Star Trek quotes, excuse me, Star Trek quotes from Next Generation. It's on there.
Sacrilege.
Star Wars came out on iTunes
Don't
yesterday.
ever
It's on the
butcher
brain.
another Captain Picard quote or I'm done, okay?
Hey, Star Trek series coming to Netflix, fans. A little tangent there, but woo.
Oh, and Daredevil is already out on Netflix, and I have watched some of them, and I can't say much about it because my co-host has not watched them yet, and he's a big fan of Daredevil, as am I. But it is really worth watching.
Yeah, now that's a, just a complete side tangent, but I'm 6 or so episodes in now.
Oh, okay.
And well, you knew I'd have to binge it at some point. The it's real good. We're not going to discuss it, and but it's really good. Right now, I would say it's probably my second favorite comic book character series that's ever been on TV, with the first one being the Batman animated series because it was amazing.
That was just awesome. But
It was just awesome. But it has topped Gotham for me. I'm a big Gotham fan. Daredevil's
tangent
topped it.
alert, tangent alert.
There's a tangent. Moving on. We need a buzzer for that.
Yeah,
Somebody
we
make us
do.
a. That
Somebody
would
needs
be
to
amazing. Somebody out there who's good at sound, send us a tangent alert buzzer. That would be
That'd be
so
awesome.
cool. We will send you a sticker or something. I'm going to get some of those made.
We have stickers?
No, but
If we have stickers, how come I don't have one?
you haven't made a tangent alert.
Touche.
to say. So, real quick, we're getting towards the end of the show here. Let's talk about Robert Lassen for a little bit. We've sang his praise earlier, but he just a real short bio on him. He was in the Royal Air Force for a couple of years, British. His debut novel was Wrathful Skies. It's a dark fantasy set in World War II. It's a trilogy, and it's got. It seems kind of vampire heavy, but it's not necessarily about vampires. Some supernatural stuff in a alternate history. So if you're an alternate history and fantasy fan, I think you're really gonna like it. It's kind of got that. The cover is kind of pulpy to me. I love the pulp stories. I read The Shadow and The Rocketeer and stuff like that. So I don't
Well,
know if
this has
it's one
got
of those.
vampires in it, so you're probably not going to read it.
I don't like vampires as a story thing in any game. It has nothing to do with Twilight. I know people out there blaming Twilight. Nothing. I hated vampires long before that.
Twilight wasn't a real vampire movie.
Yeah, I don't
I mean,
care if
I like vampire movies and vampire stories, and tangent alert, but yuck.
tangent alert. But I plan to read it because I'm enjoying so many of these stories that I don't think I'm going to give it a try. Vampires or not.
You're
And he
going
actually
to
gives
read a
away.
vampire story.
He's got pretty good samples on it on his website, which is www.robertlassen.com. You can also Google him. And yeah, it's a great website. Not only does it have all his links to all his stuff, but he also has a tip section where he gives tips to hopeful authors and things like that, which is a really cool thing for him to do.
It really is. And you ought to go visit the site and just cruise around on his on that, and you'll get to know about him and some of his books, and maybe if you're an aspiring author, you'll get some good tips from him.
The I will say there is a Twitter handle out there for him. I'm not gonna pimp it here because it's not. I don't know. I don't have any confirmation that it's actually him or not. So I'll wait a little bit, and if we find out, then we'll put it on our next show or on the website, which is where you should get all your information about our show.
Do you not remember the website? Because that would have been a great time to,
To plug
insert
it.
that
Well,
information.
we're about to get to the website plugging section, sir. I didn't want to just hammer it in northnewsnetwork.com over and over on northnewsnetwork.com, northnewsnetwork.com.
So you did it anyway.
Yeah, it's like one of those annoying TV commercials that keep flashing the phone number up 1,000 times for
So,
whatever
but you did it anyway.
prescription drug they're selling. Anyway, okay, so that is.
So
The
you're not
Razor's
going to
Edge.
acknowledge that you did it anyway. Is that
I don't
what
know
it
what you're
is?
talking about, sir. That's the Razor's Edge in a nutshell. It's kind of hard to summarize a less than 30-page book without giving the whole thing away. But we didn't. There's a lot of subtle nuances in the book that you should read. Robert Lassen makes the most of every page, I would say. So just a real quick, some news at the end. A new book came out this week called Dreaming in Shadow. And Layne, do you have the reading list up? Do you want to share our reading list for our next couple of these? Or if not, I think I might have it.
Yeah, I have it here. I'm just going to go through these as The Age of Empire, The Razor's Edge, and then
Done.
after that is No Poetry in Death. And then we get into The Ashfall and the Dragon War Age, and in the list of books there is The Stars of Home. Okay. Wow. I've been speaking English for a lot of years now, and that was just really horrible. Anyway,
That's all, folks.
that's all, folks.
I guess I'll try that prison on fire again. Prison of fire.
Yeah,
I can't
see,
say it
you
either.
can't even do
I
it.
can't say it either.
Prison of Fire. Now, you would think that that would be really easy to say, but
It's three
evidently
words.
it's
Three words, yeah.
terrible.
Anyway.
Okay, Rise of the Ring. Now, that one is really hard to say. The Enemy of My Enemy. The Mage of the Tir Dal. The Archmage, Parts 1 and 2.
That was split into two books, and I guess just because it got too long, I don't know.
I guess so. Fall of Bastion. The Last Stand of the Tir Dal. And then Dreaming in Shadow.
Which
And
is the beginning of the Age of Exile.
right. And then after that one is From Ash Comes Fire, which we've already done
But we're gonna do it again.
a review on or showcase on, but we're going to go back and revisit it after we read the other books.
Dreaming of Shadow should be on your EQ Worlds app right now. So if you don't have the EQ Worlds app, it's available on Google Play. It's available on the iTunes Store. I think you can get it on EverQuestNext.com as well. So you check that out. You can read the book right on there if you have it, which is pretty cool. I think that is going to do us. The I will say just real quick. I've read through. Where am I at? I think I've finished the Archmage books. I think I'm on the Fall of Bastion.
Yeah, so you're way ahead of me. I just finished No Poetry in Death.
Which was good. I enjoyed it.
It was really good, yeah.
I'm going to tell you, the Mage of the Tir Dal and the Archmage books, which again are Robert Lassen ones. Oh man, so good. I won't give stuff away, but they play right into my alt character. So I've really enjoyed
Wait a
the.
minute. Wait just a second. You can't say just say alt character with you. You have to be more specific than that because you have
Don't
like
judge me.
80 of them, like spread out throughout the cosmos. So you can't just say alt character. Now I assume that you're talking about your warlock.
Yeah, warlock necromancer type character. Yeah, it's
Right.
very along those lines. He's not, that's not exactly a good. I mean, that's not. I don't give stuff away. That's not a good representation of the character. But it makes me think of things about that character, and which is I've enjoyed quite a bit. So,
But you're never ever capable of saying just it reminds me of an alt character because that just doesn't give enough information.
the alt character, that's it. Of course, I say a lot. I've been playing it more than I have any of my Ailerons lately, but it's another tangent alert. So, Lagan, why don't you tell the good people where they can find us on various social networks?
So you just do this to me because you look forward to me screwing this up, right? See
No, I
that,
just wish I believe in you.
listeners, if you notice, that little chuckle that he just gave was a big yes.
I have faith in you, sir. I believe in you. You can do this.
Right, you can find us at www.norathnewsnetwork.com. That is our website. You can also tweet us on NorathNewsNet. And you can find us also at Facebook, Norath News Network. And also, I'm not going to forget them this time. You can find us on Google Plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, completed. All accurate. Well played, sir. And if I had not
and the crowd goes wild.
Yeah. If I had not come in like a smart butt there at the end, that could have been the one we cut to use on all the future episodes. I ruined it.
Thank you so much. I knew you would.
Yeah, it's what I do. I ruin things.
It's what you do. You have a real talent for it, I might add.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. I think we can play a little bit this week. We took the week off for Easter. Y'all may have noticed we weren't on your streams last week. This would be, ideally, you're hearing this on a Monday. We're recording it on a Sunday. The break's over. We just took a break for Easter. And we kind of took a break away from all EQ games during that time.
You know, because as wonderful as they are, you do need to, you know, take a break and spend time with your family and friends and actually right. have a life outside of yeah. video games. And I know that goes against some people's lifestyles, but you really need to get out in the sun sometimes.
in the sun. I want to take a break. Just set your character to meditate and go outside for a minute. Come back, you'll be full mana, ready to go.
Ready to shoot things again.
All right, that's going to do it, Slagan.
All right, questers, that's about all the time we have. We want to thank you for listening. And stay tuned next week for more EQ goodness.
Yep, that's going to do us. So may your journeys on Earth be safe and your adventures in Norath be epic. Until next time.
Bye.